إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, that's a bird complaining about life, and that complaining will get him as far as your and my complaining will get us. I want to remind myself and you today about one of the greatest secrets of life. And that great secret of life is that we are free to do whatever we want. I want you to listen carefully. We are free to do whatever we want. Why is that a secret? Because we go through a lot of life imagining that we have boundaries, that we can't do this and we can't do that. And these are shackles in the mind which prevent us from achieving great things, which if we had not voluntarily put these shackles on our minds, we would have been able to do. The catch, however, and this is, maybe that's another secret, which is that in this life there is nothing without a catch. Everything's got a catch. And the catch in this freedom to do whatever I want is to remember that every choice comes with a price tag. We are free to choose, but no choice is free. We are free to choose, but every choice has a cost. Very easy to understand this. Take yourself to a mall, and most of us go there all the time. I'm the only one who has to be dragged there in chains because I'm acutely allergic to shopping and to malls. But most people go there voluntarily. So take yourself, the next time you're in a mall, walk into a store. Walk into a Louis Vuitton store or a Gucci store, or go into one of the top designer stores. Go and pick up the most expensive piece of goods that there is in that store. Pick up a beautiful Louis Vuitton suitcase, not a handbag, or a pair of Gucci shoes, or whatever you like. Right? Go to the store, pick up the most expensive thing that there is, and try and walk out with that. Right? I don't seriously advise you to do this. Take it as an example. Don't actually walk out of there and then call me when you are a guest of the state and say, well, I did it because you told me to do it. I didn't tell you to do that. I'm just giving you this as an example to say that if you were to do that, if you were to pick up the most expensive thing in that store and attempt to walk out with it, what do you think would happen? But having said that, did anyone stop you from picking up the thing? Did anyone stop you from looking at the thing? Did anyone stop you from saying, I love this particular object? Did anyone stop you from appreciating it? Did anyone stop you from actually picking it up? Nobody. You're free to go, you're free to look, you're free to pick it up. But once you pick it up, you have to make the choice. Do you want it or you don't want it? If you want it, then you can still walk out with it, but you have to take a stop in between. Between picking up and walking out. And that stop is called the cash register. You have to make that stop between picking up and walking out. If you make that stop at the cash register and you pay for it, then absolutely no problem, you walk out of the store with that thing. But if you don't make the stop at the cash register and you say, well, I'm free to choose, then you will have to be re-educated. And that re-education school is called the penitentiary. If you want a four-letter word for that, it's jail. And that's the re-education place. What is the difference between a shopper and a shoplifter? A shopper is the one who makes that interim stop at the cash register. And a shoplifter is the one who does not make that interim stop and attempts to walk out of the store with his or her choice. The reason I'm giving you this example is to understand and help you and me understand that life is exactly like that. Imagine that you are in this great store, and this store is your life. And in this life, you have the most beautiful, amazing merchandise that you can have, you can imagine. Unbelievably beautiful, unbelievably wonderful, unbelievably valuable merchandise that you can imagine. And like in a store in a mall, it comes with a price tag. And like there, you have to pay the price. Now, this is something that people forget. And people imagine that things will just fall into their lap. The only thing that comes without effort, the only thing that is inevitable, the only thing that will happen whether you like it or not, the only thing that falls into your lap is called death. There's nothing else which is inevitable. There's nothing else which comes without effort. Death is the only thing which comes without effort. My brothers and sisters, therefore I remind myself in you that let us look at the price tag before we pick up that thing, before we make that choice. I was just in one of the most liberal cities in the United States called Seattle. Beautiful city. Mount Rainier on one side, Mount Baker on the other, and it's an amazing sight on a clear day. And Seattle doesn't get too many clear days, but the 2 days that we were there was absolutely brilliantly clear, full of sunshine. It's a sight to behold. It's a beautiful sight of this huge, both of these are volcanoes, of these volcanic mountains rising up, snow-capped. And depending on where you were looking at them from, you either have a sight of the downtown Seattle as in the foreground, or you have the sea in the foreground. Absolutely beautiful, wonderful city, hills and valleys, ups and downs. Very nice shops, wonderful eating places. We went to the Pike Place Farmers Market, the American Raitu Bazaar, and saw some of the most beautiful fruits and vegetables you can imagine. I mean, you can actually look at a tomato and see how beautiful it is, and see the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, the peppers and the colors, the absolutely vibrant colors of the fruit and vegetables. Wonderful eating places. We ate at a place called Etta's, and I recommend that to everybody. Etta's. Beautiful service, wonderful food. All of that. One of the most liberal, free cities in the world. Meaning that you can do whatever you want. Cannabis sativa is legal. Otherwise known as grass, is legal. Alcohol has always been legal. Smoking is always legal. You name it, and you can do whatever you want. Nobody will stop you. What is also legal is charity. I saw beggars on every street corner, and I was wondering why nobody exercises their freedom to help somebody in need. That's also free. You're also free to make that choice. What's also legal and free is University of Washington, one of the top 10 universities with the greatest research grants. Completely free. The question is, what do you choose to do? So if you want to make a choice, whether it's a choice which is to pander to your nafs, or whether it's a choice which is to do something about improving yourself, both of these choices come with price tags. And the price tag in this case is, sometimes even here it's money, but in most cases it's not money. The price tag is your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health. Three things that take a toll. Either improves or gets destroyed. Physical health, mental health, and spiritual health. For example, you might choose to have a meal of French fries and Diet Coke. Now, it is possible to eat something worse than that, and that's called potassium cyanide or arsenic, which is more effective. This does the same job, but much more slowly. potato French fries and Diet Coke. It's a choice. It is a choice that you are making of destroying your health by eating this fried carbohydrates and washing it down with a toilet cleaner that has aspartame in it. Your choice. A known cancer agent, cancer producing agent. And you actually pay for it. Because I don't know a place that will give you French fries and Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi for free. So you actually pay for it. So choice of, you made a choice and you paid a price, which is physical. Mental health and spiritual health. Three kinds of ways in which you pay for the choices of your life. In our life itself, you pay American Express, Visa, MasterCard. Here it is physical health, mental health, and spiritual health. Think about that. Think about what price you are paying. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, that is the greatest so-called secret of life. That every choice is free. That you are free to choose, but every choice has a price tag. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make the right choices, and that's the reason why you have Islam. That is the reason why you have a criterion, Al-Furqan. That is the reason why you have a frame of reference, a benchmark. The seerah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the seerah of his sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, so that we can make the right choices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His great mercy didn't leave us to discover at our cost the price of a choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in advance. If you pick up something and then you discover later that it costs more than you wanted to pay for it or you can afford to pay for it, that's a different situation. But if you pick up something which has the price clearly printed on the tag and then you complain and said, well, I can't pay this, it's too much. Then who do you have to blame? Because you read the price before you picked it up. And that's the state of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a criterion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a benchmark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote the price on the tag. And He taught us how to read it. And then He left us to make our own choices. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wants can choose to have faith and have iman, and whoever wants can choose to deny. But every choice comes with a consequence. Every choice comes with a price tag. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make the right choices and to benefit from those choices. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from making the wrong choices and to protect us from a situation where we are left holding the can with respect to the choices that we made. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.